I'm going to change gears a little bit for us now and invite us to go into a meditation to help us lean into the forest and the greening force of life, the viriditas, as Hildegard called it in Latin. So my hope is that we can lean into the power of the cosmos, and then we'll bring that into our prayers, and then we'll have one more song. So place your attention on your breath. The earth beneath you, if you have an animal in the room like I do, just a wee prayer of gratitude for that companionship. One of my big heroes, Peace Pilgrim, describes this universe as perfectly ordered. I understand this as a universe held together with love and sacred geometry. And that we are not separate from this blessed universe. That we are deliberately woven in the midst of all that exists. There's no mistake in us being here at this time, in this place. Now, if you haven't closed your eyes, I invite you to do so and focus on your heartbeat. Held within every heartbeat is a sacred lineage of humanity, love, compassion that traces right the way back to the origins of life on this living planet. The water in your body, the food digesting in your belly, the oxygen circling through your veins. All of this contains the life force shared by all. We experience that we are separate, but the reality is not that clear-cut. We are one. And you belong to this earth, you belong to this moment, you belong to this creation. Love with me, love before me, love behind me. Love in me, love beneath me, love above me, love on my right, love on my left, love when I lie down, love when I arise, love when I take rest, love to shield me. In this ancient Celtic prayer, St. Patrick's prayer, clearly shows that the old Celts, that my ancestors, perhaps yours too, saw God out there in creation. And the way they prayed was by calling creation close and wrapping it around themselves like a blanket. So I invite you to call in the elements to become aware with gratitude for the water in your body, the earth in your bones, the fire in your heartbeat, the bubbles of air throughout your whole body. We live and breathe and have our being within creation. Silently, patiently, the greening force of life erupts in and all around us. Especially if you are in the northern hemisphere right now, in the middle of summer, you can almost hear the trees growing day by day. Place yourself into this vitality, this immense vitality. The name Eve means living, and Adam means clay or earth. Living earth, that is one of our names. We are living, breathing parcels of this earth, not that different to orangutans or the whales or the flowers. Life with me, life before me, life behind me, life in me, life beneath me, life above me, life on my right, life on my left, life when I lie down, life when I arise, life when I take rest, life to shield me. That force that birthed this universe is still unfolding and in and all around us. And the energy of that vitality, the greening force of life, is available for us. And amazing things happen when we connect more fully to that greening force of life. In your food, in your prayers, in your healing, and in the way that you greet the day. So as we're going into our time of healing prayers now, invite us to, in our imaginations, harness and breathe in that greening force of life that is all around you and within you. And this time we're going to sing peace, and we're going to send it out. So rather than sing me, we'll sing you. Peace with you, peace before you, peace behind you, peace in you, peace beneath you, peace above you, peace on your right, peace on your left, peace when you lie down, peace when you arise, peace when you take rest, peace to shield you. And peace in the heart of everyone who thinks of you. Peace in the mouth of everyone who speaks of you. And I invite us now to really bring very close to our awareness the people and the situations that we would like to hold as a community in prayer. Could be yourself, your health, your loved ones. Could be Mother Earth. As you're holding this in your heart, use your imagination and your breath to bring the universe into your prayers. Just like earlier I said, let the trees touch your eyes. One more chant of healing as we send out the love and peace and companionship and beloved community that we hold together here. We send that out to the world. This is a song from Guatemala. The peace of the earth be with you, peace of the heavens too. Peace of the rivers be with you, peace of the oceans too. Deep peace falling over you. God's peace growing in you. Peace of the earth be with you, peace of the heavens too. Peace of the rivers be with you, peace of the oceans too. Deep peace falling over you. God's peace growing in you. Peace of the earth be with you, peace of the heavens too. Peace of the rivers be with you, peace of the oceans too. Deep peace falling over you. God's peace growing in you. I think I first got this idea of describing the way I see the sacred as the greening force of life. Actually, when I was in my second year at seminary, I remember doing a Rumi course with David Wallace. And there was a wee boy who lived in the house next door, and he saw me outside, because I was sitting outside his house because that's where the good internet was. And he said to his dad, "I wonder what Simon's learning. I wonder who he's learning." And he came up to me after I was done and said, "What was your course about?" And I was like, "How do you explain Rumi to a six-year-old?" And I said, "Oh, it was about the thing that makes the trees grow. The thing that makes the trees grow." I've got a closing prayer for us. It's an adaptation of a prayer by Alison Pepper in a book, The Book of a Thousand Prayers. If you're not very keen on the language, Lord, just change it in your mind to love. Lord of our darkest place, let in your light. Lord of our greatest fear, let in your peace. Lord of our most bitter shame, let in your word of grace. Lord of our oldest grudge, let in your forgiveness. Lord of our deepest anger, let it out. Lord of our loneliest moment, let in your presence. Lord of the truest self, our all, let in your wholeness. And if you've been at a gathering with one spirit, you might have noticed them circle round a white candle at the end of the gathering. And the light of the flame that we've gathered together is sent up, and the smoke carries the prayers to those that need it. So that's what we're going to do now. Amen.